Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good. It's a beautiful day here in Nashville, Tennessee. We are back on Broadway at the Hard Rock Cafe. I'm Katie Neal from Odyssey Country here with ACM Award-winning Sam Hunt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing so good. We're so happy to have you here tonight. Yeah. We're happy that you would come from playing for tens of thousands of people at Rodeo Houston and play a totally private show for Vivian, our winner, and her nine friends.
Oh, I love it. I get to sleep in my own bed tonight.
And, a hometown gig is always good.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's always nice. So Vivian has won this totally private show with you. So I'm curious, like, from you, who would be the artist or the band that you would want to win an experience like this with?
That's a good question. The first name that came to mind when you asked me that was Adele.
Oh my God. I'd like to say that could happen, but I don't think that anybody gets that.
I know, I think you're right. But people, you know, they always talk about how sad her music is, but I love those piano ballad heartbreak songs. So those are best in intimate environments. So
yeah. Everyone, I'm sure you get this a lot. People are always asking, like, can you hook me up with like a tickets or a meet and greet or something? Someone asked me once. They're like, can you get me into a meet and greet with Adele? And I was I've got a better chance of introducing you to Jesus, I think.
I know. I'm sure she's hard to pin down.
Hard to get to, for sure. And then you have had a ton of success. You're at a really great point in your career. You get to do all these really cool things. Like, you're at a point where you can bring Gronk out on stage with you at Houston Rodeo and do all these awesome things. When was the last time you had, like, a pinch me moment, though, where you're like, I'm just a kid from Georgia. How did I get here?
Man, that happens quite a bit. It usually doesn't happen during a show or, you know, during the hustle and bustle of coming and going and sticking to a schedule and really, you know, thinking about what I need to do and where I need to be. But after the show, me and the guys, we're so close because we've been touring for so long. We'll hang for quite a bit because everybody's so amped up after the show. That's usually where it hits me. We'll be on some hotel balcony looking out and talking and reminiscing. And that's where it really hits me in terms of, you know, just the craziness of the last 7-8 years.
I'm sure. And 23 is sitting right there, almost at the top of the chart right now.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about this? Soon to be your ninth number one.
Yeah, fingers crossed. If it makes it to number one, I'm excited to be sitting at number two, though. That was the first song I wrote after finding out that we weren't going to be able to tour my last record in 2020. And at the time, I was happy to be starting my third record. I didn't know for sure at the time that whether or not that would be a single, but it fits the storyline, and I'm just glad that it has done well, and I appreciate Rodeo supporting it.
Yeah, of course. And then now shows are picking up. You've been on and off the road a lot lately. How's it been? We talked about this a little bit before, but just like getting back into a groove of like being on the road a lot, like has that been hard post pandemic to like get into like this very rigorous touring schedule?
Not really. We're not hitting it super hard right now. July, when July gets here, we're going to hit it pretty hard. But I never took for granted being able to tour and play in front of a live audience. But I have a whole new appreciation for it after the pandemic. Last year, our first show in 2021, we were able to play, I don't know, 10 or 12 shows last year, and I was a little nervous going into that show because it had been a year at least since we played. In 2019, I didn't play, but I maybe played 4 or 5 shows that year. So I felt a little nervous before that show, but we've really not stopped since then. That would have been back in May of last year, so almost a year. So we're kind of in the swing of things now.
Yeah, that's great. And then I feel like every time I see you, I'm like, where are you at with new music? Where are you at with new music?
Yeah.
And everybody always wants to know. So where are you in the phase of like working on the next record? I know you said you kind of hope to have something by summer.
Yeah, I got a big chunk of it finished with all the time off, and then have slowly tried to piece it together. It gets harder as time has gone on because I've got my original producer and all the songwriters I work with, and we had nothing else going on except for that project we worked on. And now they're producing other artists, they're writing with a whole lot of other people. So I've got to get the band back together in terms of my production guys. It's a little trickier now to track everybody down.
But, yeah.
I got another song coming out here in a few weeks, and then I'm gonna try to trickle songs out after that over the summer.
Any chance that we'll hear anything new tonight?
Yeah, I'm gonna play. We were just talking about that. This is one of the first times I've gotten a chance to play an acoustic set. So we're gonna try out a handful of new songs.
Oh, we're very excited about that. And we're excited to be here at the Hard Rock tonight, who is celebrating, you know, 50 years. Do you have any cool Hard Rock memories from shows past?
I played here at the Hard Rock in this building on that stage when I my first CRS experience, which is country radio seminar, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that was my first time really getting out and playing. I mean, I may have played some shows, not in the industry shows.
Yeah.
I played in industry shows. I think Luke Bryan played that night, and I didn't know anybody. I barely knew the folks at my record label, and so I was trying to, you know, impress everybody.
And those shows are particularly nerve-wracking, especially like in a room full of industry people.
Yeah, Nashville's hard because there's so much. I mean, up and down the street, there's so much talent. It's intimidating to play down here on Broadway. But we had a good time. It was a great show. I really connected with a lot of radio folks that night. So, this is kind of a full circle moment being here tonight on this stage.
For sure. And it's always an honor to have any memorabilia or anything displayed at the Hard Rock. And I've heard that you brought something for us.
Yes.
So we're going to hang up here in the Hard Rock. Do you want to show us?
I made the wall. So I've got a guitar here, which is, this is a Martin guitar, which is what we usually play. I'll make sure it's not my number one guitar. I don't think it is.
I don't want to give it that. It's number two guitar.
Give that one away.
No, but we're super excited.
Yeah.
It'd be very cool to be able to like come in here and check it out.
Whenever
you're in town, you can come see it.
And absolutely.
It's very cool. Well,
thank
you so much for being here and for playing this totally private show. This is going to be so much fun, and we're so grateful that you would
do this.
Thank
you. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward
to it. Thank you, Sam. Hi, and thank you for watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.